Today is Monday, July 22nd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Fragile X Awareness Day. No idea. There's a picture of DNA on there, but I have no idea what that is. It is also National Hammock Day. I don't own a hammock, but I would love to just be able to just lay in a hammock. It's also National Pinoche Fudge Day. It looks like peanut butter fudge, but I'm not sure what Pinoche fudge. You know what? Let's just look. Pinoche. I may need to. This site now puts ads. I have muted this site, so thank goodness for that, because we've had some past experiences recently where this site has decided to just play music or play an ad. Pinoche fudge. What is Pinoche? Let's see. I'm just looking here. It's known for its distinct caramel flavor and light brown color. It's made with brown sugar, butter, milk, and vanilla, giving it a rich butterscotch-like taste. That sounds good. The name Pinoche, or maybe it's Pinoche. It must be Pinoche because it says it's derived from the Mexican word Pinocha, which refers to a type of raw sugar. Well, there you go. We learn something together almost every single day. So there is that. It's also National Mango Day. I do know what a mango is. My partner, my boyfriend, my boy toy, my whatever you want to call him, is a big fan of mango. Mostly the mangoes that they produce in the Philippines. Because he's from the Philippines, I do find that you can get, there are certain mangoes that can taste like hairspray, or they have this, I like the taste of mango, but you can get mangoes that have this chemical sort of aftertaste, perfume, hairspray, you know, whatever. But I do like mango as well. I really like, they have this, and I'm sure I've talked about this before, but they have this dried mango. And there's a particular brand in the Philippines that I love. Mark always brings it back when he comes home from the Philippines, and it's better than any other dried mango that I've ever had. It's in a green package, and I'm sure you can get it here in the U.S. because we can get most things in the U.S., but, and it's got sugar on the outside of it because why wouldn't you? But it has sugar on the outside of it. I'm looking here. Oh, yeah, it's called Cebu. Pro Food Cebu Philippines dried mangoes. It's in a green bag. If you see it in a green bag, it's I think it's going to have Cebu on it. I'm just looking through these images here. The one that looks familiar is the one that says to me that says Cebu. Regardless, it is really good. So celebrate mangoes. A lot of these bags are green, though, so you may get confused. But it says Cebu, C-E-B-U, and it's green. So if you see those anywhere, try those. They need to have sugar on the outside of them. That makes it better. So, folks, we don't normally talk about politics, but I'm just going to say, because this is a monumentous, that is not a word, a monumental thing occur. President Biden, a couple of hours ago, as I'm recording this, said he is not going to, he has stepped down from running for president this year, and he has endorsed Kamala Harris, his vice president, as his preference for nominee for running for president against Donald Trump. And, I just have stomach pangs over politics. I really, honestly, folks, I hate to say this, but if there was an easy way, if I had a guaranteed job and a guaranteed place to live, and I knew that I was going to be able to continue the style of living that I have become accustomed, I would move somewhere outside of the United States. I know that's a cynical view. I know that's horrible, but, and I don't talk about it much. I try to be upbeat on my shows, but honestly, the way that things are going, it feels like Handmaid's Tale, honestly. And it's not funny, but I can only laugh because, and it's, you know, Auntie Scott is going to say it's partially my fault or something because I am a Christian, but I do believe in God. Look, I can't just stop believing in God because, you know, because someone says, oh, you know, he's a spaghetti monster in the sky or whatever. I believe in God, but I don't believe in all of the stuff that these Christian folks do. I don't believe in all of that stuff. I do believe there is a creator. I do believe that there is a being that created us. And I'm not going to stop believing that. But I do not endorse what a lot of Christians are doing nowadays, especially politically speaking, and how they want to kind of force their beliefs on everyone else who doesn't believe how they believe. And it's just not something you do in, you know, separation of church and state. You don't, you can believe whatever you want to believe, but just like I don't go out and force gayness on everyone and say, hey, you must be gay or whatever. You can't force this, oh, you know, you can't have an abortion. You can't do, it's religious views. It has nothing to do with, anyway, regardless, all I'm saying is I would just move if I could, honestly. Poor Mark, he just became a citizen 2 years ago or something like that. And here he, or maybe 3 years ago, I think he voted in the, I can't remember if he voted in the last presidential election now. I don't remember exactly how long ago he became a citizen, but he's only been a citizen for 2 to 3 years. And poor Mark, he becomes a citizen and then things just go down the shitter, basically. Well, I guess things were going down the shitter before he was a citizen because we had Trump as president and this whole radical, and I was watching this documentary. I don't know. I don't want to make this whole episode political, so I'm going to get out of this really quick. But I was watching this documentary on Christian nationalism. And that's the thing. These people who have turned the faith into more of a political movement. And there were a lot of religious folks, a lot of pastors and stuff on there saying, this is not correct. We need to have church and separation of church and state. These people are not really being Christians. They're just being political and they're using, you know, the Bible as a way of getting what they want or, you know, whatever. And I agree, but all I'm going to say is I would just move. But bottom line, we don't know yet, but breaking news, Biden is not going to be running for reelection. And the thought right now is it will probably end up being Kamala Harris. Trump came out after Biden's statement. And instead of being a good person and a presidential person and saying something like, you know, he's been a good president and it was really good of him to realize that in his advancing age that he needs to turn it over to the younger generation. And I really respect, you know, something, maybe that those are not the words he could say, because maybe you don't want to sound like you're endorsing them because you're running against them, right? But what he said was, Biden was the worst president in history. Why does he just have to, what is the hatred? Why is there, I just hate politics. I hate what politics has become. And I don't recall it being this way when I was growing up. Maybe it was, and I was just, I don't know. I don't recall it. I want to move. When I was in Norway, I was thinking, oh my God, if I could just move, other than the weather, because I know it's really cold like most of the year there, but they're progressive, they're liberal, they support LGBTQ+ people, they're nice. but they're not too nice and all up in your business because they're all private people as well, which is great. So we'll see how it goes. I really would like to volunteer for something. I'm not a political person, but I'm considering figuring out how I can volunteer for local Democrats, for some local Democratic organization or something. Hell, if I could take off work and volunteer for the Harris for President campaign, I would do that. I'm serious. I want to make a difference in the world. I don't know if I'm actually going to do anything, but I've been thinking about it, and it would be cool to be able to do something that I said, hey, this actually made some sort of difference. I work every day at a job where I feel like I make no difference whatsoever. And maybe I want to do something that mirrors what I believe politically. So I don't know. I'm never going to run for office, but there have been too many things that I've done that would be pulled out. There are websites that would be brought to the forefront if I ever ran for office, and people would see pictures of me that they didn't want to see. All right, so yeah, we had a weekend. Now I'm not going to have much time. I guess I shouldn't have brought that up. You guys are not used to me being political. So sorry. Because normally, I stay out of the politics on this show. But this is a momentous day, so I thought I had to say something. Anyway, you know, it was a weekend. I'm trying to remember what we did. Honestly, we recorded the mix on Friday night. I didn't feel like doing jack shit on Saturday, so I woke up and I fixed breakfast and we kind of relaxed. I should have mowed the lawn, but I didn't. I was like, oh, I'll do that on Sunday. We finished a couple of TV shows. We finished Tracker on CBS and we finished something else. Tracker and So Help Me Todd, which is now canceled. So we watched the last bit of So Help Me Todd. And then we went and I just decided, I'm just having another cheat day. I'm not transitioning back into my diet very well. It hasn't been horrible, but I'm not where I need to be, so I'm concerned. But I'm going to get back in there because I made cookies last night as well. That is not something you want to do when you're still trying to lose weight. They were pretty good. Olive oil crinkle cookies. They used olive oil instead of butter. Olive oil, sugar, brown sugar, white sugar, all-purpose flour, vanilla, baking soda, baking powder, salt, one egg. And that's it. You just mix it all up and bake them. They're pretty chewy and a good texture, and they tasted good. I like them. And then on Sunday, I went to church. Did not play, but I did go to church, and then we played Pokemon, and that's about it. I have not accomplished anything this weekend. I edited the mix. That's about it. All right, for more, I couldn't mow because it rained. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.